Welcome to another worldwide Godcast of universal utterings. I'm your host, evangelist, and poet, Thomas Kurtz Williams. And today, we continue our practice. We remain in the Gospel of Matthew. We turn to chapter 20 for verses 24 through 28. Welcome to the Feast of St. James. When the 10 heard this, they became indignant at the two brothers. But Jesus summoned them and said, "You know that the rulers of the Gentiles lord it over them, and the great ones make their authority over them felt. But it shall not be so among you. Rather, whoever wishes to be great among you shall be your servant. Whoever wishes to be first among you shall be your slave. Just so, the Son of Man did not come to be served, but to serve and to give his life as a ransom for many." Well, today in Matthew 20, verses 24 through 28, we celebrate St. James the Apostle. We witness a powerful teaching from Jesus that redefines greatness in the kingdom of heaven as well. The context of this passage involves the mother of James and John seeking positions of honor for her sons. The other disciples are understandably upset, as ambitions for power and status often create conflict and division. However, Jesus uses this moment to impact a vital lesson. True greatness is not found in being served, but in serving others. In verses 26 through 28, he states, "Whoever wants to become great among you must be your servant, and whoever wants to be first must be your slave." Here, Jesus flips earthly expectations upside down, showing that his followers are called to a life of humility and selflessness. Greatness is measured by our willingness to serve the least among us, the marginalized, the lonely, and the languished. This ethos of servitude is at the very heart of Christ's mission. He exemplified this by giving his life as a ransom for many, demonstrating that sacrifice for the sake of others is the ultimate expression of love. As his followers, we are challenged to embrace this radically different view of greatness. By serving those in need, we reflect the heart of Christ and bring his kingdom closer to reality. In our daily lives, let us seek opportunities to serve rather than to be served. Serving others, especially those who are often overlooked, is not merely an act of kindness, it is the essence of living our faith. In doing so, we not only honor God, but also experience the profound joy and fulfillment that comes from giving ourselves to humanity. Amen. Join us as we pray our daily prayer of forgiveness. "I'm sorry, Lord. I believe you died and rose for me. Please forgive me as I forgive others. I share you as my Lord and Savior, seeking to live your will in all things." Prayers for my wife, Toni, and my mother, Betty. We pray for our children, especially our two oldest, Alexandra and Alan, our son-in-law, Mark Stern, Julian, Gabriel, and Jeffrey, and our grandchildren, Oliver, Julian, and Elliot. We pray for those we've said that we would pray for and those who've asked us to pray for them. We pray for the dying as we do each day, Lord. Give them peace in their last breath. And we pray for Holy Mother Church. Our prayers for our niece Brittany continue. And we pray all of this in the name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. I am a poet obedient to Christ, Catholic evangelist Thomas Kurtz Williams, Spirit-led, God-inspired, Christ-fed. Today my poem comes from Matthew 20. It's verses 24 through 28. We've got a 1, 2, 3, 4 stanza poem. Its title, "I Did Not Come to Be Served, But to Serve." In a world where ambition often reigns, two disciples mapped their lofty gains. Yet Jesus spoke with a wisdom profound. "True greatness in service, my love will abound." The hustle for power, the chase for acclaim. In the kingdom of heaven, it's never the same. For the least of the lost, the broken, the meek, in their humble presence, our Savior we seek. Not to be served, but to give of our lives. In the heart of compassion, true greatness thrives. For all who would lead must first take a knee. In the act of pure love, God's glory we see. So let us reflect on this lesson divine. To serve one another in love we align. In the footsteps of Jesus, may we find our way to greatness of giving, serving each and every day. Amen. I'm Thomas Shokruz Wiggins. It's July 25th, 2025. Recording this morning at 4:41 a.m. Eastern Standard Time, up with the angels, continuing to practice, pray, and proclaim what it means to be Spirit-led, God-inspired, Christ-fed. Amen. To my beautiful wife and soulmate in Christ, Tony, I love you so much. Have an awesome day in the Lord. God bless you, my friends. God bless each and every one of you. As we think about St. James today and his mother's request for him and John trying to sit him next to Jesus in the kingdom, Jesus said, "This is not for me to give, but for those of us who want to be the center of attention, you must serve the least, the lonely, the languished. To become a great in the kingdom of heaven, one must serve instead of being served." Amen. We close today at 7:11, as we often do, thinking about St. James and the feast for him today. May we continue to practice, pray, and proclaim how to be Spirit-led, God-inspired, Christ-fed by serving those in need. Amen. We're still praying for my brother-in-law this morning. Johnny, we're praying for you as we continue to lift you up in prayer and remind ourselves that God is good all the time, and all the time, God is good. Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. God bless you in Jesus' sweet name. Amen. Go out and serve instead of being served.